So how do ordinary people go from feeling stuck and trapped in their life to positively changing, living with 10 times more confidence and self-belief in their ability and getting the results that they want in their life? In this podcast, we give you the tools, techniques, and questions that society doesn't teach you to help you do exactly that. My name's James Hatney. I'm a life coach and NLP practitioner, and welcome to the Impact Coaching Podcast. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome. It is the Impact Coaching Podcast with me, James Hackney. How are you doing today? I hope you're having an incredible day today, because we're going to be talking in this particular episode about a topic that is really, really important to you, and that is your self-worth. Your self-worth is so important. So we're going to be talking through a particular exercise, a very short exercise that you can do that is going to grow your self-worth. So you feel more confident in your ability, you have greater beliefs, and you are acting how you want to act, and you're having greater, more positive thoughts. So really, really excited for today's podcast. So before we jump in, make sure you hit subscribe just so you never miss an episode of the podcast, and remember to share the podcast with friends and with family. And if you haven't done so already, remember that I have freed up some of my time for you, yes, you, to have an empowering coaching experience, because I believe that everybody should experience the power of coaching. So there's an hour coaching experience for you to take advantage of at www.impactcoachingglobal.com/experience, and that will be tagged in the podcast description, and that is with me as well. Okay, let's get into it then. Let's get into self-worth. Now, your self-worth, as I've talked about already, and as I know you know already, is really, really important, because without your self-worth, without feeling worthy, and if you're feeling worthless, it affects pretty much everything. It can affect your confidence, your beliefs about your ability, how you act, your relationships, your work, how you spend your day, your thoughts. And self-worth is really important to really be aware of. And self-care to grow your self-worth is extremely important. And we often, what we tend to do is self-worth is made up of what we believe we can achieve. And also, a big thing for me, and what I've from conversations that I've had, is that we tend to forget, and we do play down what we have achieved throughout our life, and then because what we have achieved really does affect our self-worth, because we want to feel worthy, we want to feel great, we want to feel positive, whatever that is to you. But when we play down what we have achieved, or we tend to forget what we have done, and this is evident when you may see people online, you may see others online or in the news, and you think, wow, they're actually doing something with their lives. You know, that's incredible. Look at the accomplishments that they are having. Look at what they are doing. And that could be with your friends as well and family members. You see them doing some great things in their life, and you're like, wow, that's amazing. But you have that feeling deep down that, you know what, I wish I could do that, or I haven't done that, or I haven't really accomplished anything like that. And when you look at other people, that can really damage your self-worth. And you don't feel worthy because you don't feel like you've accomplished much in your life. And that's really what's key, and what I feel makes up a lot of self-worth, a big part of it, is recognizing your accomplishments. Because we forget, and you may forget, what you have achieved already in your life, what you have done. Now, if you're now going to me, over the podcast going, James, I haven't done anything, you know, I haven't accomplished anything big in my life. If it's nothing compared to what other people have done, then let me continue. Because when we look at other people, we really do play up their accomplishments. When we compare ourselves to other people, we feel that their accomplishments are much greater than what we can achieve ourselves. We are comparing ourselves to other people. And I talk about this comparison to other people a lot, that it's dangerous and it's unneeded as well. There's only one person that you should be comparing yourself to, and that's who you were yesterday. But what happens is with our own achievements, is with our own accomplishments, we miss them off. We delete what we have achieved. And we then, that makes us, because we feel like we haven't achieved anything, that can then affect our beliefs about what we can achieve in the future, the capabilities, what we can do, what we think we can do and achieve in the future. Now, this was evident with a client that I was working with last week. And we were talking through the fact that she wanted to apply for some new jobs and she wasn't happy with where she was in her career. And she was really struggling to really identify strengths, past achievements, things that she had achieved and what she had done. And that was then, because they had that lack of awareness of the achievements that she had already have, she had a lack of belief to what she could achieve in the future. Her past was affecting her future. And it was really key that she didn't have that self-awareness. So when we continue to talk and continue to ask questions, we unearthed strengths from previous successes and previous experiences. And she discovered that she had a huge, huge sense of achievement and a huge awareness of when she wrote her CV, because that allowed her to see and remember all the incredible things that she had done, small and big. And it's a reflection of where she had come from and where she was at now. And it's that self-awareness that I feel that you may be missing in your life right now that could be damaging your self-worth. The self-awareness and reflection of what you have already achieved in your life right now. Because how often do you reminisce in past achievements, past moments of happiness, gratitude, enjoyment, fun? How often do you spend time actually remembering these, but reliving them and reliving the emotions, reliving the feelings of these hugely positive and great events that were in your life? Because what you may tend to do is you forget them. You push them to the back of your mind, the back of your memory. The proudest moments when you stood up against a challenge, you overcome adversity, you showed strength, resilience, confidence, belief that once that you couldn't do something and then you did it and that you overcame that. You are the wealth of successes and achievements, and you deserve to bathe in your previous wins, your previous successes, because you can be so incredibly great at praising other people, at recognizing other people's success. It feels great, doesn't it? How easy does it feel to, when you see somebody achieve something, a friend or a family member, bathe them in praise, bathe them in how great they were and the strengths that they showed, and really drawing up the past strengths, what they have showed as well, and really allowing them to move forward and willing them to move forward. So in yourself right now, we need to bring that and do that on your own. Now, people may say it's selfish, you know, but it is selfish. You have to be selfish to be selfless in the future. So if you're wanting now to change jobs, a career, a different habits, a lifestyle, overcome a goal that you've got and achieve that goal, what I want you to do is I want you to spend time reflecting and raising your awareness at what you have already achieved in your life, no matter how big, no matter how small. Yes, yes, yes. You listening to this right now, press them earbuds in. I want you to take some time to write out what you have achieved in your life. Now, for me, I used to find this incredibly difficult because, like you, I used to quite easily forget everything that I had done, everything that I had achieved. And that used to affect my self-worth because I used to feel like I hadn't achieved anything at all. But when I actually sat down and just slowly started to draw some things and draw them from my subconscious into my conscious mind, the memories that I had, and bring them to the front of my mind, I started to realize that, you know what, I've achieved a lot in my life. You know, I'm talking about the fact that I raised money for charity, that I raised £3,500, that I'd qualified as a life coach. I had run 10K, I had then run a half marathon. Even the little things like I own a car, you know. One time I was really proud of owning the car that I had and embracing that feeling that I had. And it could be as small as you want it to be or as big as you want it to be. It's personal to you. So what I would do is I would go for just writing out 10 things that you are proud of, that you have achieved, moments in your life, moments in your memory, because these have been moments in your life, in your memory, you know, them proud moments, them laughter moments, the sexy moments, the enjoyment moments, the abundance of positive emotion, the loving moments, relive them. They are your memories, and they are your memories for you to tap into, because they will make you feel so great, so powerful, because you'll be recognizing and bringing to your conscious mind your achievements. And what that will do is that will increase your self-worth, because you will feel like you have actually achieved something in your life. It could be that you've raised your children. It could be that you allowed your children to ride a bike. It could be that you got that promotion. It could be that you taught yourself a language. Whatever that may be, remember your greatest achievements. Be proud of what you have done. Spend time and commit time as well. So go for 10. Write out 10 moments, 10 memories that you have in your life when really you are proud of the achievements, when you show confidence, you show strength, the proudest moments that you have. So that's really the message of today. That's the message of today, is to really raise your awareness to what you have accomplished in your life. Raise your awareness, because that will raise your self-worth. And when you raise your self-worth, your confidence, your self-belief, and you will act differently. Your thoughts will change, because you'll be inputting positive memories, positive experiences into your mind. Go for 10 and spend 5 or 10 minutes doing that. So to start you off, I'd like to give you a question. You guys know I love questions. It's part of being a coach. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to think of a goal or an outcome that you would like to achieve. Now what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to ask yourself, when have I achieved something similar, and what strengths did I show? I'll repeat that question for you again. When have I achieved something similar, and what strengths did I show? And that is all that I have time for today. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. And the next episode is going to be talking around perceptions and how you can change your perception so you can feel more positive and feel better about the events that are happening in your life. So I look forward to speaking to you in the next podcast. So have a wonderful rest of your day, and remember that your habits and routines all work towards your dreams. I want you to understand how grateful I am for you listening to today's podcast. So in return, I want you to experience the power of life coaching. And I would like to send an invitation to you as a podcast listener to feel the power of coaching in your own life with a free one-to-one personal coaching experience with me. All I ask is your commitment to 1 hour to change your life and work towards your top 10 life goals. So to grab your invitation, head over to www.impactcoachingglobal.com/experience before the allocated slots get snapped up. And I'm looking forward to speaking to you.